WB3GXW from W8AJR. WB3GXW from W8AJR. You're on, John? Pretty noisy, almost copyable. W8AJR.
AB3JQ.
Yeah, I think I'm running out of battery. Hi, Dave. WB3DIJ.
I think you may be, Larry. All right. Go get a fresh battery.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
If anyone's connected to the WB3GXW repeater, disconnect and connect back up to the conference server of WASH underscore DC. It's node 6154 because it has a lot more bandwidth. KB3JQQ.
3RES,
2
meter set.
This is W8AJR pinch hitting for Marty as net control for the Maryland DC net this evening. Right now I only see two people connected on the Echolink side, with me being one of them. So I'm going to hold off a minute here and see if we get a few more connections. I'd also like to know who's coming in via repeaters. Let's do that first. If you're coming in via a repeater, please give me your call and your name and indicate if you have information to share this evening, and we'll just work down until I have a complete list that way. This is W8AJR.
W8AJR, if you wish to see the list, connect over to the WASH underscore DC conference server. There's a whole big list of us here. It's node 6154. There's more than two of us this way. KB3JQQ, one on RF link in Baltimore.
Okay, thank you very much. I will do that. Yeah, there we go. This is W8AJR pinch hitting as net control for Marty this evening. First time I've done net control for this, so if you all will be patient with me, we'll get through this just fine, I think. I see that we have quite a few folks checked in via Echolink. So what I'd like to do is first I want to find out who's coming in via the repeaters, and if you would give me your call and your name and indicate if you have announcements or something to share with the net this evening. When I get done with the announcements and we go back down through everybody, you will get an opportunity. So who's first?
N3RES, no traffic.
N3REX, thank you. What's your name, please?
Name here is Ray, Romeo Alpha Yankee, over.
Okay, Ray, thank you. And as always, we want people to wait so the repeater timers reset, and I need to remind myself to do that. Anyone else coming in via a repeater to check in your call and your name, please?
M3 Charlie Victor Alpha, M3CVA. Name here is Ian, Italy Alpha November, located in Baltimore, Whiskey.
Okay, Ian, thank you very much. Do you have anything to share with the net this evening when I come back around to you? Do you have announcements you'd like to make?
No traffic, thank you. M3CVA.
Very good. Thank you. Who's next? This is W8AJR.
W3TDH, Whiskey 3 Tango Delta Hotel, Tom.
Good evening, Tom. Nice to hear you this evening. Anything to announce to the net later?
A few odds and ends, yes. W3TDH.
Got it. Thank you very much. And who wishes to be next coming in via the repeater side?
Don't know if you consider a RF link to be a repeater, but KB3JQQ, Scott, here in Baltimore.
Okay, Scott, thank you. Do you have any announcements to make when we get back to you?
No traffic, no announcements. KB3JQQ.
Very good, thank you. Anybody else coming in via any path other than Echolink?
Number 3,
Well, good evening, Frank. Anything to share with Annette when we come back to you?
Evening, sir. I'm just listening in to see what's happening. Judah, it's going on tomorrow. N3 SEO back to
KB3 AWT with no call.
KA2JAI.
Okay, I had KB3KWT come in there briefly. What's your name, please?
Paul with no comment.
Okay, you were more out than in. Let's try it one more time. I've got no comments, but I would like to have a name to put with you. Okay, somebody gave me a clue that your name is Paul. Thank you. KA2JAI. Do you have anything that you wish to toss out while everybody's still listening? This is what I'm doing here. I'm asking for folks who have announcements and so forth, local events, hamfests, or whatever. We'll come back around and let you pick it up, but I'd like a sense of how much of that is sitting out there so you don't get overlooked, so we don't run out of time without getting to you. KA2JAI, what do you have for us this evening?
Good evening, Dave. This is Mike coming in on the KB3 CMA repeater in Annapolis, and I do have an announcement.
Excellent, Mike. Thank you. Okay, one more time. Anybody else coming in other than via Echolink? Okay, nothing heard. Let me run down through the Echolink folks quickly. KD3TDP, Steve, do you have anything you're going to wish to announce to the group?
This is KD3TP. Trying to do too many things at one time. No traffic, name, and you've got the name correct as Steve. Location is Abington, Maryland. Over.
Okay, very good. And welcome aboard this evening. Thanks for putting up with my strange style of running the net here. Scott, I picked you up earlier, so who's the next one down the list? W3SMD, who's there and do you have announcements to make tonight?
We ate a jelly roll from W1JD. Now we have nothing, just W1JD.
Somebody from my past who knows my other phonetics. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. All right. W3YVQ, Al, do you... have anything for us this evening? You don't need to go through it all now. I'd just like to know if you've got something you have some time to a time slot for.
Hi, good evening, Gabe. Just a few of the customary words about NTS and supporting MSN and MDD as well as CW. Won't take long. W3YVQ.
Got it. Thank you. N3HF, anybody over there? Okay. KB3FKH.
KB3FKH. No comment. I'm just listening in.
Thank you, sir. WB3GXW, do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to share later, John? John must have fallen asleep in his chair. N3WYG, anything for us this evening?
Good evening. This is November 3. Whiskey Yankee Golf. The name is Melford. I'm in Bowie, Maryland. I have nothing for the net. Just enjoying the listening of it. You're doing a great job, and I'll say thank you very much, and I'll pass it back. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
Okay, Milford. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. W0OJW. Dan, will you have anything to throw out on the table later?
Greetings, all. Had an opportunity to... share in your set here just a couple of weeks ago, and in the process heard about your net. Wanted to try to check in, try to get to know some of you a little bit better, and at the same time we enjoyed our set here in Colorado, and so I just wanted to check in, and we'll try to do that. Thank you, but other than that I don't have anything else. Good friends of the Montgomerys. So anyway, we'll be listening and enjoying there. Back to you from W0OJW.
Okay, sir. Thank you. AB3 Whiskey Golf, Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Chris, anything?
We just put a plug in for the Baltimore Traffic Net, as I am the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager. Probably take less than a minute. Thanks for running the net tonight. We'll be standing by. AB3WG.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. N3TJO. Tommy, anything?
KB3TJO, Tom here in Fayetteville, Maryland. No traffic for the net. Back to you, net control, N3TJO.
Okay. You live in the same neighborhood that my son, W8TJP, lives. Don't know that you've run across each other, however. Okay. I think I have picked up everybody on the Echolink side. Let me run down through a couple of things here that Marty passed along for me to mention. Upcoming ARC events, training, testing, and so forth. The only thing I'm aware of at the moment, Howard County Races is going to hold an ICS and EOC operating procedure drill training session on Saturday morning at the Howard County EOC, which is in Ellicott City. If any of you are interested in coming as guests, please send me an email and let me know, and I will send you the information that you need to get there. It is entirely in person, I'm sorry, but we can't do any of it live online, at least not this time around. Easy way to get in touch with me is my call, Whiskey8Alpha, JulietRomeo@ARRL.net. Marty's down in Puerto Rico at the moment. There's volunteers still needed down there. Go to the League website or the American Red Cross website, and you can get more information about when you can participate. A word of caution to anybody who is traveling, thinking of traveling particularly as a ham helper to any of the hurricane-stricken areas, do it via the Red Cross or the ARRL, please. Do not just go down there and show up. I can't imagine anyone I heard on the net tonight doing that, but there is always that possibility. There will be a general class license course being taught at the National Electronics Museum beginning Thursday, November 2nd, and continuing until January 11th. More information is available by going to the MEM website. You can also find it written up in Marty's last MDC news blast. Hamfest coming up in the near term. The Mason-Dixon Hamfest in Hanover, in Upperco, Maryland on the 22nd, sponsored by the Carol Amateur Radio Club. The next one will be the second annual American Legion PGCERA Santa Fest on Saturday, December 9, in Cheltenham, Maryland. All of the information for those is contained in Marty's last MDC news, so I'm not going to go down through the details of that. Marty's news always comments on TMARC. I happen to be the president of TMARC. I'm not going to go through the coordination report, but I am amenable to answering questions if any of you have questions about TMARC and what do we do and how do we do it and what the heck were you thinking when you did that and so on. If I can't answer it quickly here, then I'll be happy to take it up offline with you. Okay, anybody else from the non-Echolink side who wishes to check in? This is W8AJR, Net Control. Okay, nothing heard. W3TDH, Tom, you had an announcement. Go ahead.
Well, many of you, I imagine, will be participating in the Marine Corps Marathon on Sunday. My apologies. I think I've got it under control now. And those of us up in Net Control want to thank you for coming forward and volunteering. And ask you if you could, at least during the check-ins, when we're trying to test everything and make sure everybody's safe and everybody's there, be as brief as you can possibly be. When we call your mile marker or your water stop or whatever, just answer with your tactical and your call sign and drop. That's all we need right then. You can be a little wordy later, but right then, first thing in the day, it's really hectic in net control. But thank you all for turning out. We really appreciate it. Back to net, W3TDH.
Okay, Tom, thank you. It was politely pointed out to me that I timed out the system because of a 180-second timeout timer, and I guess I wasn't aware of that. I announced the upcoming general class at the National Electronics Museum, ran down the two ham fests that are yet coming up this year, and mentioned that I'm the president of TMARC. Marty publishes the coordination report every month, and if you have questions about that, feel free to ask me while we go around this evening. And I'm going to leave it at that before I time it out again. KA2JAI, Mike, you had an announcement?
Yes, Dave, thank you. This coming Tuesday evening, the 24th, will be the next monthly installation of the VE exam session hosted by the Maryland Mobileers, conducted at the National Electronics Museum. Doors open at 5:45 p.m. Exams for all three licenses will be available. And this month, we also have a special session 2 days later on the 26th. And applicants are welcome to attend either one. For more information, Google the Maryland Mobileers and navigate to the VE page, or email me directly at my ARRL address. This is KA2J.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Since I don't know where I timed out before, I will toss one other thing out that I had mentioned. Howard County Races is going to have ICS training and training on EOC procedures at the Howard County EOC on Saturday. Anyone who wishes to attend as a guest is welcome, but you need to email me first and let me know that you're going to be coming. W8AJR at ARRL.net will get to me. Okay, Al, W3YBQ, what do you have for us this evening?
Well, you mentioned something that struck something else in my memory, so I'll take advantage of the moment to mention that I don't recall hearing NTS being invited down to PR as part of the team that went. However, I'm sure it was standing by here stateside, as was Radio Relay International, which took up a posture of maintaining its HF nets and its connections with the Puerto Rican stations who were operating. And a great deal of outbound welfare traffic was handled by an organized professional kind of taking of phone numbers of families to be called to let loved ones know people are safe and such, with the ability to recontact and service undeliverables and such. That was done by the manager of the Radio Relay International Eastern Area Net and others in RRI. And of course, traffic was placed into the system via Winlink 2000, and from there either delivered directly over the internet to people or passed to the DTN for radiogram service throughout the country. Right. So I think the lesson is in the form of a reminder that if we get ourselves into a situation here in NDC, make sure you let me or Marty know that NTS service will be required for either umbrella net coverage for the section or even just multiple county intercom via the wide area 2 meter nets or HF, and our NTS folks in section will be glad to provide service. And if the ICS domain crosses state boundaries, I can notify both NTS and RRI to bring up the requisite support for y'all, and we can handle ICS forms both in the hybrid radiogram between the breaks and also as attachments to radio email. So we got you covered, and it's not limited to the 213. We can do all the ICS form text content per FEMA's guidelines. W3YBQ. Thank you, Dave. Everyone have a nice weekend. 7-3.
Okay, Al, thank you. Thank you for the input on ICS. All of our folks in Howard County Races are required to take ICS courses, primarily because the ICS is the command structure that's used at incidents in the county for which we might well be called out. But your points regarding the broader handling of traffic are very well taken, and I do appreciate having the input from you. AB3. Whoops. Yep, AB3WG. You had something to announce, Chris?
AB3WG, good evening again, Dave, and thanks for running the conference this evening. Great job. Yeah, I'm the Baltimore Traffic Net Manager, and just to dovetail with what Father Al was just saying, a great place to learn traffic handling and traffic handling skills is on our Baltimore Traffic Net. We meet each evening on the Shawsville repeater, 145.330 at 6:30 p.m., and there's lots of opportunity and for net control stations, alternate net control, and we'll get you familiar with how to pass radiogram traffic, so you'll be prepared when crises like these ones we're seeing lately come about. So Baltimore Traffic Net, we continue to welcome new hams to the service. It's a great place for your new folks to check in with us, and we welcome all the licensed amateurs. So again, great job, 7-3 to everyone on the conference, and we'll send it back to you, AB3WG.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Did I miss anyone who has an announcement to put out to the entire group this evening? If so, give me your call only, please. Okay, that was easy. I'm just going to run down the folks coming in outside of EchoLink and see if any of them have comments to share with us tonight. M3REX, Ray, we'll start with you.
D, this is M3REX. Nothing to add. I may be participating on the D-Star side for Jota tomorrow, so I'll be listening up on there. With that, I'll say 73 as well. This is M3REX back to net.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate that. N3CDA. Yin, what do you have for us? Okay, we'll come back to you. Tom, W3TDH, any comments on anything other than the Marine Corps Marathon?
Only that we'll be looking forward to working with everybody. And we're working very hard on some local projects here at the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club. And we'll be looking around for advice from others who have done similar stuff. We're assembling a trailer that will both serve to store some equipment and as an operating location when we take that equipment into the field. So if you have some brilliant ideas about that sort of thing that you'd like to share with us, could you please send me an email at w3tdh@arrl.net. And if you need a fill on that, ask at the end of the net and I'll provide it. That's all I have. Back to net, W3TDH.
Okay, Tom, thank you. Been a while since I've seen you at a CARA meeting. When you get that trailer together, we'd love to invite you to bring it to a CARA meeting and show the folks what you've done and how you've got it put together. And if you have specific areas of questions, email them to me. I'm not saying I can answer everything, nor am I dumb enough to try, but we've got lots of experienced folks in the club, and I'll be happy to pass the questions along as you turn up specific topics for which you might want some assistance. KB3JQQ, Scott?
All right, well, since you happened to ask for comments about your stuff on the 440 side, just remember that everything below about 443.75 could possibly interfere with the ATV signal of the one of the oldest operating amateur television transmitter repeaters in the United States. So just something to consider. Anyway, y'all have a good evening. KB3JQQ.
Okay, Scott. Thank you. Yeah, there was a we had a TMARC meeting recently, and there was quite a bit of discussion about that, and believe me, that concern is being taken into account. We had a TMARC General membership meeting at the CARAFest, and that topic also came up there. So yes, we are well aware of it, and thank you for reminding me. Frank, N3SEO, what do you have for us?
Evening, N3SEO here. Nothing much, just listening to the action going on. Always try to check into the net. Thanks again, N3SEO.
Okay, Frank, thank you very much. KB3KWT, anything to toss on the table tonight?
This is KB3KWT.
Okay, Paul, thank you. For some reason, you drop out just about every other syllable, and I don't know whether it's in the repeater you're using or just where the issue is, but it does make hearing you kind of interesting. But I did hear you say that you had no comments. Mike, KA2JAI, anything else you want to throw out there?
Nothing further, Dave, thanks. KA2JAI.
Thank you, sir. KD3TP, Steve, anything else to put on the table?
No, I just want to thank John for sponsoring the conference server and make it a real asset. Hopefully we never have to use it in an emergency. Back over to Matt.
Thank you. I know what you meant by that, but you say, you know, when you say let's hope we never have to use it in an emergency, there are two ways to take that statement, and I'll quit while I'm ahead. W1JD, anything to throw out this evening?
No, not a thing, Dave. Just sitting here listening. W1JD.
Okay, thank you. W3YVQ, Al, any comments on anything other than traffic handling?
I would certainly invite folks who are interested in getting their CW skills polished up or learn them for the first time to check the Maryland SlowNet information on the section webpage in the net tabs up at the top. But it meets on 3563 every night at 7:30. And you will be assigned a personal instructor to send at whatever speed you need, down to zero, we joke. And you'll be copying radiograms in the process of getting your training information, which will help you learn about radiograms as well as your sending and receiving skill. And the last hand grenade question for you, Dave, since you mentioned ICS training coming up. When ICS is used in conjunction with RACES, there is a conflict in 97407 with regard to the concept taught in the ICS courses regarding the fact that local jurisdiction authorities lose their identity and become members of the ICS team under NIMS, meaning that a section chief who is responsible for communications may use RACES people, of course, but if an ICS domain extends across jurisdiction boundaries, like including Virginia and Pennsylvania and Delaware in an incident, the section chief for communications, or usually the tactical guy, or even logistics guy, might want to use amateur radio in a more general sense to be able to handle traffic for any of those jurisdictions without running afoul of limitation on enrollment and approval for handling traffic of other jurisdictions. You might want to raise that alligator at the training session in Howard County and see what kind of response you get. And for those that don't understand a thing about what I'm talking about, maybe I don't either. Hi. W3YVQ.
Thank you, Al. Virtually everything Howard County RACES does is local to Howard County. And in that regard, asking the folks there for their thoughts on all of that is probably a little outside of their bailiwick. But I will follow up on what you've said and see if I can get it to where I could say what you just said and say it myself and have people understand me, and we'll go from there. But thanks for the input, Al. I truly do appreciate it. KB3FKH, do you have anything for us this evening?
KB3FKH, no, I don't. I'm kind of new to this, just listening in. Thanks, that's Matt. KB3FKH. Oh, by the way, I'm Chuck.
Okay, Chuck. Well, very good. Happy to have you on board this evening, and hope you'll come back. That is for sure. And three, WYG, anything to share with us?
This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. I have nothing. Thank you for allowing me to join the net. This is Melford, in Bowie, Maryland, and have a good night. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Melford will be clear.
Okay, very good. Dan, out there in beautiful Colorado, do you have anything more to throw out on the table tonight? What are your impressions from listening here for a while? W00OJW from W8AJR.
JQQ.
Okay, greetings, everybody. And yeah, it's nice to meet some of you. And work with the local areas here, net manager, and also manage the nets on the Colorado HF conglomerate of nets there. And I've been licensed since 75, but was off off the air for many years and come back on about 5 years ago. Very, very happy, and been out here in Colorado since 92, originally from the Detroit area. And we met the Montgomerys, KAS and AHI, through a couple of other radio events over the last couple of years, and also they visited us here at our Aries building on their legendary trip. So, anyway, nice to meet all of you, and we'll try to check in and try not to be a botheration, and certainly enjoy being welcome there. Y'all take care. W0OJW, back net.
Okay, Dan. Very good. Very good. Long history in radio about that. AB3WG. Chris, anything else to put in front of us?
There we go. AB3WG. No, Dave, that's pretty much it tonight. Again, thank you for running the conference. And I had the pleasure of running this conference a couple month or so ago and found it to be most enjoyable. We have a great group of folks that check in here with us, and so you've got a great bunch of people helping you out. Great job. Thanks again, and 7-3 to everybody. AB3WG.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Thanks for the kind words. Tommy, N3TJO, any comments for us?
N3TJO, no traffic for the net. Thanks for running it, and clear. N3TJO, back to you, net control.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. KB3LIB, do you have anything to share with us? I'm running down through the list of folks who are checked in on Echo Link, trying to avoid duplication with folks who came in other ways as well. KB3WQI, Ed in Red Lion, any comments?
KB3WQI in the group. Well, I was mobile. I tried to get in via the 146.730 repeater, but I guess the distance just kind of got me. I could copy the repeater fine, but I guess distance got me. So I signed in on Echolink. I'm now home, sitting in my easy chair, petting the puppy dog, and just having a grand evening watching Barrett Jackson auction on the TV. Everyone have a great evening. Try to enjoy the weekend if you can. I'm going to be playing with plumbing this weekend. KB3WQI, clear.
All right, sir. Thank you. Can I have your first name quickly, please?
Sure. Name here is Ed Echo Delta from Red Lion, York County, Pennsylvania.
Thank you very kindly, sir. Plumbing. Yeah, great way to broaden your language, to say the least, depending on how it all goes. Okay, W3SMD. And I may pick on some of you more than once, and that's entirely possible because I'm trying to keep all the paperwork straight here. W3SMD, anything to throw in front of us?
It's just a conference server down here in St. Mary's County, Dave. W1JD.
Uh-huh. Shows what I know. Okay. N3VBJ. Jerry, anything for us?
Yeah, good evening, everybody. N3VBJ and a group. We're working here with NASCAR this weekend here in Kansas City, here at the Speedway. Nothing new as far as Skywarn classes, as hurricane season is still in effect. I believe there is a meeting, a quarterly Skywarn meeting down at Sterling tomorrow with a picnic to follow. So check your emails if you're on the WX4LWX Reflector All the information for that is there. Tomorrow, the Aero Amateur Radio Club will be down at the Baltimore Train Museum in the city. We'll be working the JOTA contest. We're expecting approximately 200 Cub Scout, Boy Scout, Weblo explorers to come through our station there. We'll be doing the merit badge for ham radio, as well as exposing the scouts to the ham radio world and getting them on the air and letting them play in the JOTA contest there. And yes, Father Al, we will have Miss Pat, AC3F. She will be pounding brass, so the kids will get to see the original digital. So I hope to be back in town here. We're heading for Martinsburg next weekend, so I should be close to Baltimore. With that, Father Al, I see you said Yahoo. Everybody stay safe, and we'll be hanging out here in Kansas City for the weekend. And 3DBJ.
This is W8AJR. Well, thank you, sir. Sounds like you and I could sit around and swap lives. I've had the privilege of driving a NASCAR car at speed on a raceway, and I spent a good many years doing flagging and safety work for all kinds of automobile racing. So it sounds like we could sit around and swap lives for quite a while, but not on this net tonight. We'd time out everybody's personal patience. WI3J, Stu, what do you have from Gaithersburg?
Hey, good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone. That's WI3J. Yep, I just try to tune in every month, see what's going on out there, and, topics of discussion. I guess with the marathon coming up, there'll be a lot of activity with that going on. But other than that, I'm just listening. Back to you, Dave. Thank you. WI3J.
Okay, sir. Thank you. According to my bookkeeping, I have now thrown it over to everybody on the net tonight at least once for comments. So let me ask the folks coming in via repeaters and other modes first. Anybody want their nickel back? Just dump your call in, please. Boy, talk about perfect operational etiquette. Nobody doubled with anybody. That was excellent. Anybody on the Echolink side want their nickel back? Call sign only, please. No deposit, no return. I like it. Okay, I believe we have covered everything. I've gone through all the announcements that I had. Again, if anybody's interested in coming to Howard County on Saturday, it's from 10 a.m. until noon. And send me an email, and I'll send you the details. Other than that, hope you all have a great Friday evening and a good weekend. And see you the next time around on the net. And with that, John, thank you very much for providing the conference server. And I'm going to return this mode to whatever passes for normal use. This is W8AJR closing the October Maryland DC net.
W8AJR from N3VBJ, Kansas City.
This is W8AJR. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, for your joy and amazement, I work for five companies here that are associated in the racing industry. We handle scanner rental. We do telemetry. Basically, anything electronic or radio involved in the racing industry, it goes through my trailer here. So I'm just about, at any given weekend, I'm in a race somewhere.
Well, my wife was a racing widow for a long time, and I don't think it would do my health any particular good to return to that status. However, if NASCAR comes into this area, I would love to come down and see your trailer and talk to you. Over the course of time, I was the crew chief for an SCCA C-production car. I did a lot of flagging and safety work, everything from the Nationals in Atlanta to Mid-Ohio and Nelson Ledges. I designed and built the round-track phone system that was used, and I may still be in use at Nelson Ledges. I don't know. They had an old system put together, kludged together, that used old military headsets the kind where the earpieces were designed to fit under a battle helmet, and so they met in the middle of your head by the middle of the afternoon. I designed a whole new system for them that used modern electronics and modern headsets, and had a lot of fun with that. And as I said, I did get to drive Michael Waltrip's car the year after he used it down at Charlotte. Had a blast with that, I got to tell you. I would go and do that again in a heartbeat. So if you're going to be coming to the Baltimore area at some point in time, I don't know that NASCAR gets very close here, maybe up into Delaware there, let me know. I'd love to come down and take a gander at what you've got.
All right. Closest to Baltimore we get, is, of course, is we were in Dover 3 weeks ago, and we come into Richmond, and we'll be in Martinsburg, Virginia, next weekend. Unfortunately, the area where our trailers are located are in the infield in a restricted area. So I would have to come out and get you and escort you in. That's not a problem. But most of that technology has been replaced by digital. Most of the tracks are using either a 2.4 or a 10.7 digital link. And most of them are all Motorola or TDMA-based walkie-talkies. Some of the tracks even still use the old UHF in the business band, which is what most of the communications for our cars are. My specialty actually is NHRA, and I just have a knack for putting cameras on 10,000 horsepower funny cars and dragsters that shake violently, and somehow everything survives. We also provide most of the track pass, online telemetry, all that stuff, all that product goes through our towers back out to our trailers and back out to satellite, and then distributed to the public here. Oh, geez, there's so much. I wear so many hats here, it's unbelievable. But we've been here at Kansas City Speedway all week doing upgrades to their telemetry package around the track, and I have the privilege of taking a rental car with our test equipment out on the track and testing for dropouts and so forth. And one of my favorites was the beginning of the year in Daytona, and did it again last weekend in Talladega. Stalled a Dodge Challenger RT. Don't know what it is, but apparently anything above 30 degrees, the ECM shuts the engine down. So was rolling around Talladega probably at about 180 mile an hour. Got up on the banks and the engine stalled. So we had to coaster back into the pits, waited about a minute, and fired right back up. So much for taking rental cars on the track.
Yeah, really. Maybe they, maybe the rental car companies have that setting put in purposefully just to avoid mischief or something like that. I don't know. There was a time when I knew some guys who would get rental cars and take them racing, and you know, they used stick-on numbers and stuff and bolt-in roll cage, and they'd go race them and then very carefully take everything out and put the carpeting back down like nothing had happened. So maybe the rental car companies wised up. We considered, I don't know what's being used at either Mid-Ohio or Nelson Ledges these days. It would not surprise me if it had gone to a digital radio system. We had contemplated, and this was back in the, 70s, 80s, early 90s, we had contemplated using RF. The technology was not then where it is today, and I had a lot of concerns about people listening where they shouldn't and either jamming or interfering or getting, you know, why do fans go to racing, right? We know why that is. And the last thing you want is them listening to the track safety communications and spouting off stuff about it. So we stayed with a wired system, and it worked very well. But as I say, I have no idea where they've gone since then. I've been living in Maryland since 97 and really stopped being involved in racing about, oh, I don't know, 93, 92, something like that. So I'm a while behind the times. I like the funny cars. That's a lot of fun. A mere 10,000 horsepower? Yikes. And modern electronics, fortunately, is not going to be as sensitive to the howl of electrical noise that I'm sure that comes out of parts of that system.
Q.
Believe it or not, the Top Fuel and the funny cars are mechanical. There is an ECU that does some of the timing, but the clutch management and fuel delivery systems are all mechanically controlled. So some of the stuff that we have in there, the telemetry and so forth, doesn't affect the operation of their cars, but it shakes violently, and if it's not put in there right, it gets loose and starts bouncing around the cockpits and so forth. So, yes, I know what you're talking about as far as the general public listening in. Most of the tracks still transmit down in the 450 range for, you know, basic track operations, but NASCAR, we all use, they have proprietary radios that are part of our 2.4 gig system, and they use wireless based or a wireless radio, let's say, that is more private and it's digital. But the fans still get to listen to all the drivers, the pit crews, and the spotters on the UHF band. That's still public, but all the telemetry that we provide is via satellite. It leaves our trailers, goes back to our home office, and is transmitted back to each pit trailer via DirecTV. So nobody else can see what anybody else is doing. It's pretty neat. Don't want to tie up the server here. I do have to run. I've got some meetings here with my staff about the doings here tomorrow. So, unfortunately, I've got to get back to work. Come on, get this thing done, Key.
There you go. Okay, well, I'll let you get off and do that. I thoroughly enjoyed my years in automobile racing, and had the privilege of working some Formula One when they came to the States, worked Indy cars. They actually came through mid-Ohio. So I've had a little sampling of just about everything. As close as I've gotten to NASCAR is to drive one. It would be fun to work with some of that. Besides, if you brought me into the trailer as a guest, you'd probably find some way to put me to work, I'm sure, being both a ham and a retired engineer. Go attend your meetings. Have fun. Good luck this weekend. W8AJR 73.
All right, Dave. We'll park you in. We'll park you in the scanner bay. There's about 50 scanners there listening to everything at one time and let you try to figure that mess out. So anyway, it's a lot of fun here. And like I said, I've got to get my staff meetings set here before. So my minions can go to bed here, and we'll start race operations here at Kansas City tomorrow. Good hearing everybody on the net, and 3VBJ from Kansas City Speedway.
73, sir.
WB3GXW Mobile.
Hello, John. How are you, young man?
Hi, Dave. Good evening. I'm doing okay. We just left the National Zoo. Event down there called Boo at the Zoo, and we volunteer at that every year. So we were down there from 4:30 to 8:30, and been listening here for the last 15 or 20 minutes. So got a test session tomorrow, and we will catch you later. Have a good one. good job on the net tonight. Take care. WB3GXWMobile.
All right, sir. I'm sure they checked your car carefully to make sure that none of the other guests at the zoo found a way out with you. Thanks much. Thanks for the use of the server. Good luck with the testing tomorrow. This is W8AJR.
All right, take care. And yes, this server was very busy during some of the hurricanes. I did set an all-time record with 63 connections at one time. During one of the hurricanes. We provided listen-only backup or bandwidth for the WeatherTalk conference server. So it was kept very busy for several of the hurricanes. Over.
I bet it was. I'd also bet accurately that I didn't know you were doing that. We ought to get the word out on that so that people know where they can go to listen. I got, personally, an incredible number of emails and requests for where do we go, who do we contact to find out the health and welfare status of people on Puerto Rico. And as you can imagine, while the storm was still going through, that just wasn't going to happen. But we had an unusual number of them this year. I think we can afford to go quiet on the hurricane perspective for a few years.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, they were not really, I think they were handling more outgoing traffic than they were health and welfare. It was, I guess the word logistics would be appropriate, but they were pretty much overwhelmed down there. Okay, well, very good. Let me concentrate on driving. Good night. Take care. And we'll catch you. WB3GWMobile.
Okay, John. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. W8AJR.